Good morning. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. What a wild weekend. Assassination attempt on the president, former president's life, once again. And now it all begins. On my program yesterday, on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, I mentioned what I had stated on Friday, and it's really, I don't know if you want to say coincidental. On Friday, I did discuss the final seven presidents of the United States of America in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10, starting with Jimmy Carter all the way to Donald Trump, and then the final administration ruled by one of the seven initial presidents mentioned in that riddle. And I had stated that there's so much talk, Tucker Carlson, many in the media, stating that Donald Trump is going to be assassinated, the deep state, they will attempt to remove him, if need be, through assassination. But like I had stated on Friday and yesterday, Donald Trump is the seventh king or the seventh president in the riddle. He could not be assassinated. In the riddle, these seven kings, none die, end their lives through assassination. There will be an attempt on Reagan, Trump, in the future, Obama, when he returns to power. But even then, the assassination attempt will fail. He will die. I don't know if it's for an hour or half a day, but according to prophecies about the eighth administration and the president of that administration, there will be an attempt and he will die. I don't know, minutes, hours, half a day, but he will come back to life. He will be raised from the dead by the power of Satan. For the Christian people that know the prophecies of the abomination of desolation, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, talked about the abomination of desolation, someone who will stand in the temple in Israel. That is one segment to it. And declare himself to be God. That individual will have suffered an assassination success, but failed assassination. The assassination will not end his existence. He will be raised from the dead. And then Donald Trump, the attempted assassination, was the Secret Service involved? Who would want him dead? Why would they want him dead? I'm going to talk about reasons why they would want him dead. You see, Donald Trump is already working with leaders of the nations and preparing to become president. Well, this attempt, it assures that he will be president again. Many people in this country believe that this was a, once again, an attempt by the deep state operatives to kill him. They have reasons, great reasons, to want him dead. We'll discuss some of these reasons. On Thursday, prior to the 3 days before, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban had come to Mar-a-Lago to visit with President Trump to discuss peace in Ukraine. Orban had been to China discussing the peace initiatives with Xi Jinping. He'd been to Russia to talk to Vladimir Putin. This is out of RT.com. The Hungarian leader has repeatedly criticized the West's approach to hostilities in Ukraine, called for an immediate ceasefire. Again, he traveled to Russia, Ukraine, China last week with prospects for a settlement. He then attended NATO's annual summit in Washington. He did not get to hold high-level talks with Vice President or with imposter President Joe Biden. And in a tweet, Thursday, Orban said that he'd visited Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida as part of what he called Peace Mission 5.0. He said, "We discussed ways to make peace. The good news of the day is he's going to solve it." The prime minister noted in a photo with Donald Trump. Trump states, or they were in the visit, "Thank you, Victor. There must be peace, and quickly. Too many people have died in a war that should never have started. A war that should never have started." I do want to discuss the some of the deep state that do not want this war to come to an end. They must continue this war. And Donald Trump will put an end to it, he said, within 24 hours. Orban called Trump a man of peace, which he is. There was no war during the Trump administration. The legal 4 years. Now we have an illegal individual. I will return in just a few minutes. Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Weekdays, 11 to 1 on America's Freedom Network, The Present Truth. Podcasts will be the 1 hour. First hour will be on americasfreedomnetwork.com podcast section, the first hour of today's program. And on the radio website, 1360khnc.com, podcasts will be both hours on that site. We're loading up both hours, first and second hour, on 1360khnc.com. The storm has just begun for Donald Trump. The assassination attempt, these seven kings cannot be assassinated and die. The attempts of assassination, yes. Donald Trump will not lead this life through assassination. If fate does not intervene, Donald Trump will win the election and will be reinstated as president in January of 2025. If fate doesn't intervene, Donald Trump, the hurdles he has in front of him, he's not going to be able to take each. He'll take hurdles, but he will not return to power. The MAGA people, the conservatives, those who hate Donald Trump, those that hate Donald Trump are going to rejoice. He won't be elected. He may be elected. I don't think we're going to get to that point. But there's only one person that's going to return to power. And the Democrats are going to be joyous for a while. Barack Obama. When he returns, the whole country will change. We will not be the America that we see today, that we are enjoying or trying to enjoy, that is somewhat still the best country in the world culturally. Things will change dramatically. And then those who have supported and been loyal to and been deceived by the Democrat system are going to, I don't know what the word would be, they are going to seize up. Their hearts are going to fail them through fear. Because God is going to give them, just like the children of Israel in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. The Jewish people wanted a king to rule over them. And God had intended, chosen a person to rule over them, but the children of Israel said, no, we want to choose that person. We want someone that will rule over us like the kings of the surrounding nations. And so God gave them King Saul, and Saul was the worst thing that ever happened to the new country till King David. The American liberal political world, they want their man, Barack Obama, to return. They demand, are demanding, he's their choice. They want him back. And when he returns, they will believe that they have reached the promised land, so to speak. But when he returns, then they're going to be in suffering. They're going to be in hardship. They're going to get their way. They're going to get what they deserve. Someone who will not care, has no empathy, compassion, and doesn't care for what they want. And they're going to be treated just like Obama's going to treat the MAGA people, the conservative people. They'll be treated the same way. It's going to be too late. And when he returns, it is a sign from God that we are in the last 8 years. We're already in the final decade. Donald Trump is not going to be positioned in power again as a president. That eighth administration, according to that riddle in Revelation 17:10, that administration, there's only one person eligible for that position. It will be Barack Obama. Why do they hate Trump so much? Because one of the first things Trump will do is end the conflict in Ukraine. The second thing Trump will do is attempt to stop the war in Gaza. And God is not going to allow that. He's not going to allow the war to end in Ukraine either. This is what Trump would want to do, and if the hand of fate wasn't involved, he would probably do it. But he is not allowed to stop the war in Ukraine. And he's not allowed to stop Israel's campaign to eradicate the hatred of the people, the young soldiers, and the jihadist terrorists, the enemies of Israel in Gaza, the West Bank, Syria, Syria, Lebanon, and present-day Jordan. Donald Trump cannot stop it. He may want to. He does have a little clout with Benjamin Netanyahu. But no, he's not going to be able to to end these wars. That's one reason why he's not going to return. The wars are going to, more wars are in the future of the world. And the only one who will make sure that war is the staple of the future is Barack Obama. This is why the National Defense Authorization Act, fiscal year 2025, is calling for the military draft once again for the youth of America, because America is going to war with the nations. Donald Trump will not go to war with the nations. Therefore, he will not fulfill Scripture. Therefore, he will not be president. He's going to end his political season. It's going to end shortly. The convention is this week. It's beginning. He has the momentum, and he should be, without a doubt, president in the future. But I'm going to go to a verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Oh, no. Ecclesiastes 9:11. This is God's 9:11. The race isn't to the swift, the battle to the strong, food to the wise, honor to those with great ability and dignity. But one thing happens to the whole, everyone just mentioned, being at the right place at the right time. Or, flipping it, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Donald Trump, with the momentum he has, it appears as if he's going to win this race. But the race is not to the swift. It appears like he's going to win this battle against the Democrat machine. But the battle, the race isn't to the swift. The strongest military doesn't always win the battle. And again, Donald Trump, according to the Bible, is there to continue in politics to keep back Obama's evil for a while longer. He is a, you might say, a bulwark or a wall or a hindrance a little longer, just a little bit longer, from the plans of the coming administration. One plan, war. Another plan, cashless society. I have all the articles from the weekend, who the shooter was, the standing down of the Secret Service, the sniper who was told to wait until the shooter fires first. And then you have idiots are saying, well, maybe Trump wasn't shot. Maybe it's all a facade. The Bible says that Donald Trump needed to get a little more momentum. And this is what did it. Because he still has to hold back the coming storm from the deep state globalists in this country for a little bit longer. But there's going to be a day. Something's going to happen. I don't know if it'll be the election is suspended, if we go to war internationally, if there's an attack internally once again in this country, cyber attack. But for whatever reasons, things are going to shift, and Barack Obama somehow, through events that we may not understand right now or can see, is going to return. But Donald Trump right now is the problem for the deep state. Now, who's he a problem for? He is a problem for the defense contractors. Simply, Eisenhower's military-industrial complex. This machine is a money-making, I mean, it is the golden goose. It's a business, the defense contractors, it's a business organization. They provide products, services. It's a intelligence, part of the intelligence community in the U.S., they build aircraft, every form of weaponry, ships, electronic systems. I'm going to go to a break. This is the enemy. This is one of the enemies of Donald Trump. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the programs 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Okay, again, weekdays 11 to 1. The Present Truth Program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts will be 2 hours on the radio site. The station site, 1360KHNC.com, will be loading these extra hours into the system. Presently, you get the first hour on both sites, 1360KHNC.com and AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weekly through the weeknights, 6 p.m. First hour is aired on the radio, 1360 a.m. 1360 a.m. Johnstown, Colorado. Boy, it's difficult. To present the concept that Barack Obama will once again return to power. Over the weekend, I had a family reunion. My mother's side of the family, very heavy, leaning very heavy to the hard left. Democrats from birth to death, never changing, love social programs. But one of the family members, I visited with him about why I believe that Satoru will come back, or Barry Satoru, the Christian name of Barack Obama. And Christian, I mean, his mother was white, not necessarily believing in God. In the Middle East, if you're light-skinned, you're considered to be Christian. His mother was white. Or was his father white? Could it be that his real father was Michael Rockefeller? And his mother was from Asia? Either way, one of his parents was Anglo-Saxon. And I was visiting with the cousin, and I said, the most of the Democrats would absolutely accept Barry's return to power. And he agreed. But he's not hard left. He's a little brighter than that. He watches the news. He watches both sides, because as a businessman, it affects him positively or negatively. So it's difficult. Well, I don't know if I want to say difficult. I mean, for me, it is just normal. It is, you know, for me to present to you the return of Barack Obama is not, and it's not difficult for me, because I know it's going to happen. I just am looking to see how it's going to happen. Presently, in the Democrat Party, there is a great, great division. Christ said that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And you have on one side, you have the people that are in power through Biden. They don't want to lose that power. And on the other side, you have the overt Obama crowd who are now actively engaged in removing Biden from power, and they're having to contend with all of the other people in the administration who love the money they're getting, the contracts that they have, the power. They're not going to go away easily. The Democrat Party is being shredded. This is why Carville last week basically stated, we need the two former presidents of the Democrat Party, Obama and Clinton, to come in and decide and to pick who these candidates are going to be. And I guarantee you that I'll present something to you with the coming administration to be. I can say already, I believe that Barry Satoru is already picking the people that when the coup occurs, when the change takes place, when we become a nation completely different, like day and night, from what we are presently to what we're going to become, already the people out in this country that have been loyal to Obama are on his top 10 list, one of whom is Jared Polis of Colorado. Top. Out of California, the governor, Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom. Then you have Buttigieg. You're not going to have a whole lot of women. It's going to be men. And they're going to be young men. I was reading an article, very fascinating. I probably am going to read it to you. Darn it, I want to do it in the first hour. This way you can hear it on the first hour of the program. But the old communists in the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, you had the old communists being replaced by the young communists. The old politicians in America, Biden, Trump, Lindsey Graham, all of these are going to be replaced by the new communists. Obama's young baby boom generation appointees. This is what's happening. So the old communists were replaced by the young communists. The young communists were brutal. They were brutal. And these young communists, these new leaders of America, are going to be brutal. Beasts. Evil. The present truth. Rick Rock Jesus.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Uh-oh. See what happened just now? You got me to think. And you don't want to do that. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, the radio website. The radio ministry on, or the radio, excuse me, the internet radio, americasfreedomnetwork.com. The Bolsheviks replaced the old communists with the younger communists like Lenin. And the younger communists, they had no boundaries. To the Democrat audience throughout this country, you're going to be replaced. You voters, you're going to be replaced by these young people that don't care about politics. They want to live the way they want to live. They don't care about anything else other than robbing the older people of this country from their wealth, their homes. The Communist Party in the Bolshevik Revolution, there was a change politically from the old communists to the new communists. The old communists in the Democrat Party that are in rule and power right now, you're going to be removed and replaced with a whole new group of Obama-aged politicians. Nancy Pelosi, there's no room for Nancy Pelosi in the new Democrat or in the new power structure in America. Nancy Pelosi is over. Feinstein, she already went to the grave. Maxine Waters, her time is coming to an end, not just because of age, but when Obama comes to power, these people are going to be retired. The old Democrats in Schumer, goodbye, Schumer. There's no position for you. All of these Democrats that have held power for the last 30, 40 years, they're not needed. Obama doesn't need them. He's going to just retire them. They're no longer going to be an influence in his power structure. It's going to be the young people. Polis, not that old. Gavin Newsom, again. Ilhan Omar, I think she's going to be history too. He doesn't care for women. He likes men in power. It's the principle of Nazi Germany. Hitler didn't place women in power because women could not pull the trigger. They don't have it in them. The women, generally, unless it's Hillary Clinton and what's the old girl that started all the conflict in Ukraine? She looks like a gargoyle now. What the heck is her name? Fate, time hasn't been kind to her. I almost have her name. It's what you do. When you sin a lot, it will affect you physically. But there's a whole new change coming to the politics of the United States of America. Obama's going to pick the younger crowd, men who have no conscience, who will do what they're told. We are going to become what the Bible says, a beast system. And for the Christian people, it's a warning to you, those that are new listeners, that this new beast system is going to be directed at eliminating every form of Judeo-Christian belief. You're only, now, if you are a New Ager, if you're a witch, if you're a satanic priest, if you serve Satan, that will be acceptable. But anything pertaining to the true worship and allegiance to Jesus Christ, the word verboten is the best word I can think of. Forbidden, not allowed. America is going to change at the end of this year. And I'm afraid that Donald Trump, he's probably going to have to take those that he loves and exit the shores back to Europe. He won't be safe here. Take his wealth, take what he can, leave, live life, enjoy life, enjoy his wife, his children, golfing, but not in the land of the plumed serpent. He needs to get out of this land. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weekdays, 11 to 1.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
the book of Matthew, Christ said that in the decade of his return, there would be international war, rumors of wars. There would be signs in the heavens. And Donald Trump, if he were to return to power, he would stop the conflict in Ukraine, work out something in the Middle East. So he would work against what God says is to happen. And God is not going to allow him to take the position of president in this country again, because he will do that. And he's not allowed to. He wouldn't be allowed to. The Bible says the wars must take place. And the military industrial complex, they are to manufacture more weapons, ships, aircraft. They're to take the energy for farming and the industry that would build John Deere tractors and build tanks, weapons, satellites. Donald Trump will interfere with God's plan, and he will try to work out in one day, in 24 hours, he would cause the conflict in Ukraine to cease. He can't do that. The Bible says it must continue. He will make NATO pay for their portion of their defenses. No, America is going to continue to support NATO, because that is our military machine in Europe. America is going to continue. When Obama returns, there's going to be funding, more funding going to ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, because the wars must increase. Donald Trump cannot return, because he will try to bring peace to the world, and it is not in the Bible. He cannot return to the people that are Trump supporters. If you know the truth, if you understand the Bible, if you know what God says in His Word, you'll accept the fact that Donald Trump must leave office, because the coming prince of war must take position in the United States of America. The king of wars is about to return to power. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, daily, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HKs.